Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam is completely innocent. He is ma'asum. Fasta'asam means he is ma'asum. He did nothing wrong. But then she says, wa illam yaf'al ma'amuruhu. I am going to have Yusuf for myself, and if he does not listen to me, she says, I have a lot of power and I will punish him and I can put him to prison. So she threatened him that I will put you in prison, thinking that Yusuf alayhi salam will succumb to the fear that she puts in front of him. Yusuf alayhi salam says, قال رب السجن أحب إلي. Look, prison is more beloved to me than disobeying Allah. Prison is more beloved to me than disobeying Allah. But then what happens is that as this becomes the talk of the city and everybody knows about it, the husband came and he said, at this moment, what I'm going to do to Yusuf is I'm going to put him in prison so that nobody talks about this. So for a few months, let Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam be out of the scene so nobody can see him, and I will put him in prison. So eventually what happens is that Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam is put in the prison. And that is where we stopped. But inshallah, just one ayat. So for us to look into this tafsir, the Quran says, وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانَ. The time when Yusuf alayhi salam entered the prison, Allah is saying, with him, two young men also entered the prison. So in about the same period of time, when Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam was put in prison, at that time also two men were put into the prison. وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَان. The Quran tells us that they were fatayan, as in young men. They were not old people, they were young. So now who were these two individuals? The ulama have mentioned these two young men were very, very close to the king. Now remember, one was the minister. The husband of Zulaikha was a minister. Now this man was the king of Egypt, the highest position. He was the king. So what had happened is that the other parliamentarians that were there, they had given rishwat, bribery to these two individuals, that if you put poison in the food, when you serve the king, we will give you a lot of wealth. Because these two individuals, one was a cook, and he was the personal cook for the king. He was known for baking breads. So he was a very good cook. And so he was very close to the king. And another man was the saqi, a butler, who would provide wine and drinks to the king. So they decided that, you know, the easiest way to get rid of this king is to put poison in the food. And who is going to put poison in the food? It can only be these two individuals. So let us buy these two individuals. And the other parliamentarians, they said, we will give you a lot of wealth, but you do this for us. So it was agreed, both of them said, okay, we will do that. But for some reason, the butler changed his mind and he says, I'm not going to put poison in the drinks. But the cook had already put poison in the bread, in the food that was to be given to the king. And so what happened is that when food was served, these two were friends and they would always be together. The cook had the meal in front of him, food served, hot meal. It was all poisoned. And the king was about to eat. The butler spoke out and said, don't eat because the food has been poisoned. The food has been poisoned. So now when the cook heard that the butler is speaking in this tone, he said, don't eat, the drinks have been poisoned. What did he say? Don't drink because also the drinks have been poison. He put the blame on the butler. So now the king stopped everything and he said to the butler, I want you to drink. So he said, I will drink. And so of course he drank, nothing happened. And he said to the cook, I want you to eat the food. And the cook refused because there was poison. So what they did is that in one narration it comes, they gave it to a cat that was there and the cat died. So the king got very angry. And he said, at this minute I am going to put both of you in prison and I will deal with this case later on. So the Saqi and this man also, the cook, both of them came into the prison. They were put inside the prison. And then when they entered the prison, these two individuals, when they saw Yusuf alayhi salam, they became very fond of him. And they began to love Yusuf alayhi salam, of his akhlaq and how he was. And they said to him, Sheikh Suddi has also mentioned in the tafsir, they said to Yusuf alayhi salam that we love you from the bottom of our heart. We love you from the bottom of our... So Yusuf alayhi salam said, look, you know what, please don't love me, because the people, every time they love me, there's a difficulty that comes to me. You know? And he said that, you know, when I was very, very young, my auntie showed me a bit of closeness, and then again the difficulty came with other family members. Then my father showed love to me and I was thrown in the well. And then the minister's wife showed love to me and I was thrown in prison. And so now you people are showing love to me. Allah knows what will happen. So he says, you know, take control of your love. So he says, anyway, whatever, that is the case. So subhanallah, that is why even today you will find, my respected brothers, there are many people in prison who accept Islam. Many people who accept Islam in prison, a lot of the times. Because you have the time to recite the Quran, namaz, to contemplate, to think what is right and what is wrong. Khair. Now they knew that this man was an incredible person. At the end they say, Inna naraka minal muhsineen. O Yusuf, we see you as a man who is very pious. A man who does good actions. Now, how did they know that Yusuf would do good actions? Number one, it is said that in the prison, if anybody was ill, Yusuf alayhi salam would attend to them. Number two, if anybody needed any kind of financial support, Yusuf alayhi salam would also provide that. Number three, he was known for his tahajjud and his act of worship and ibadat. And number four, even the guards that were in the prison, they became so fond of Yusuf alayhi salam. They said that because it is the king that has put you in prison, we can't do nothing. Otherwise, we would have allowed you to go. But what we can do is we will give you complete freedom in the prison and you take control of the other prisoners that are out there. So it was like as if he was the overall amir in the prison. So they knew that Yusuf alayhi salam was a very, very powerful man. And both of them had seen a dream. And inshallah, 1 minute to conclude. The dream was, one of them said, Inni arani a'asiru khamra. A'asir means, asir means juice. So he is saying that I have seen in my dream that I am pressing grapes. Pressing grapes and serving wine to the king. And the other person is saying that I saw a dream that I am carrying bread on top of my head. Bread on top of my head, and birds are coming and snatching the bread away from me. So both of these individuals had seen a dream and they knew that Yusuf alayhi salam was an expert in giving interpretation to the dreams. So he said, you know, we have seen these two dreams. Can you please give us the ta'wil? Nabbi'na bita'wilihi. Can you inform us of the meaning of the dreams? And so inshallah ta'ala, in the next session we will continue from here. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Dua kalli. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Sami'na wa ata'na gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.